We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
He's probably as sick of this song as we are, but it doesn't matter. It's about baseball. Joining us on the KMZ hotline is John Sherman, Royals chairman and CEO. Early voting has already started, but the big vote, of course, is on April 2nd for a 3/8-cent sales tax extension that would renovate Arrowhead Stadium and build a new Kauffman Stadium in the Crossroads District of Kansas City. And John Sherman joins us on the KMBZ hotline. Mr. Sherman, welcome. It's good to have you.
Well, thank you for having me. And by the way, I never get sick of that song.
Hey, before we get started talking about the tax extension, et cetera, true or false, your wife of 40 years, you guys had your first date at a Royals game. True or false?
Yeah, I don't know how that got out. That's true.
Aww.
Oh, that's sweet.
Hey, so we know, Mr. Sherman.
Somebody asked me, we were playing the Yankees. Somebody asked me who won the game. And I couldn't remember, but we've been married 43 years, so I guess I won the day. So we'll leave it at that.
Good for you.
One of the first questions I have, Mr. Sherman, is for those, if there's anyone out there that is undecided, I guess, what is your message at this point, at this juncture and this late in the game? What is your main message to anyone out there who still hasn't decided how to vote on this thing?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, on one hand, Dana, this is a simple extension of an existing tax. It's a better deal for the taxpayers. Keeps the teams here. You know, a lot of private capital be invested, $1.3 billion in private capital. Big economic boost for the region. But, you know, really it's about, to me, it's about sustaining ourselves, our status as a major league city. We can talk about those numbers. We can talk about the economic impact. But at the end of the day, this is our hometown. And there's a lot of great things going on in Kansas City. And this is, I view this as a generational opportunity, really, to build, to kind of build on our existing momentum. That kind of sums it up for me.
There was, obviously, as you're well aware, conversations about the team maybe wanting to build the stadium in North Kansas City and then in the East Bottoms. How did you settle on the Crossroads District?
You know, at the end of the day, you know, I always thought that would be the coolest place to put the stadium. If you think about right in the heart of the city, taking advantage of the existing kind of vibrancy and growth downtown with power and light just to the north, the dynamism of the Crossroads. There was some complexity about the land assemblage, but, you know, because this process took longer than we had hoped, you know, there were some people with some creative ideas that came forward, and we could see this as an opportunity. You know, it connects downtown, as I mentioned, you know, downtown to the Crossroads, to 18th and Vine, to Hospital Hill, and really just gives us the opportunity, you know, downtown baseball, you know, we've been out there for 52 years at Truman Sports Complex. When that was put together, that was an innovative and visionary project. Lamar Hunt and Ewing Kauffman, it was two side-by-side single sports venues. At the time, they were still building buildings to multiple sports. And I don't think there's been I think the Raiders were the last football team to play in a baseball stadium in Oakland. But, you know, but Lamar had that vision, really. And then, but, you know, now if you think about it, for the Chiefs, this is they've got that big, you know, less games, but those are big events and that tailgate environment and the things they can do out there. But baseball, you know, my favorite parks are, you know, my father was born and raised in Brooklyn. talks about Ebbets Field, one of the great old neighborhood ballparks. My two favorite stadiums, there's lots of them I love, but Wrigley and Fenway are probably my favorite. And I just think that that location creates a unique opportunity to really have a neighborhood ballpark. And we certainly hope we can do it in a way that, a year after we're done, it'll look like and it will feel like we've been there forever.
Well, we've talked about it on the program. People didn't want the airport either until they saw it. And now everyone loves the airport. The Royals CBA totals $140 million, which the team says is the largest across the MLB to date. We have had listeners ask, Mr. Sherman, is that CBA binding? We've had listeners ask about details of the CBA, but talk a little bit about just the community extension of benefits that are promised here.
Yeah, the CBA will be binding when it's in its final form. I mean, they're still just in this process. It has to get approved by the legislature, but legislators were in the room as that was negotiated. Will certainly be binding, and the teams will work together with the county to make sure that we deliver on our promises, and we're willing to be held accountable for that. But it is real, and you know, when you think about a project like this. I actually spoke in an event last night. It was labor. And, you know, for them, it's all about jobs and not just about the jobs for people that have well-paying jobs today. But, you know, these are big, big projects. And we have an opportunity to create opportunities for people that may not have access to them today. We're going to have apprentice programs and hiring halls and not just specific jobs, but business building capacity. And our minority and women-owned business commitments here are going to be at the highest in all of sports. And that can be a we're serious about that. And that's, you know, when you think about, look, we're humble about asking for this extension of the tax. I feel strongly that this is a good partnership we've had with Jackson County. I feel strongly about it continuing. I think it's important that these franchises, particularly in small markets, are tied to the community and have long-term leases. And, you know, we're willing to commit a long time, but this should create jobs, create opportunities for people, not just individually. And there are other things on that we're certainly focused on: education, housing, things around the transportation, childcare, healthcare, things, and some of that around the project itself during the construction period, but certainly going forward as well. Assurances for low-wage workers, opportunities to give people in certain zip codes the opportunity to apply for these jobs as well.
We're speaking
in
the
construction period and going forward.
Sorry to interrupt. I beg your pardon. We're speaking with John Sherman, the Royals chairman and CEO. Very quickly, we're a little bit short on time, but I think Dana and I, and I think I speak for the show, we want to keep the Chiefs in Kansas City. We want to keep the Royals in Kansas City. But if, God forbid, this extension doesn't pass, is there a plan B?
You know, here's how I would answer that question. You know, this is my hometown. I take the legacy of Ewing Kauffman. I'm not sure everybody today knows what all that he did to make sure that the Royals are here. There were times along the way that could have been subject to contraction. I mean, if you know the story, he couldn't find a local buyer. He donated the team to the Community Foundation, which wasn't good for the team. A Major League Baseball franchise shouldn't be run by a nonprofit, but it kept the team here. And if you think about, since we did the last tax, we've hosted an All-Star game, two World Series, five AFC Championship games, the draft, Taylor Swift and Beyonce concerts, the World Cup. I mean, these are things that would not happen if we're not for these teams and not for this Truman Sports Complex. So I feel like we're going to be successful in this campaign. My head is down in that direction. We're going to try to get this thing across the finish line April 2nd. If there's another result, we'll look at our options. But our objective is to stay in Kansas City and Jackson County.
Hey, thank you so much for your time. I want to let everyone know if you still have questions. I know, Mr. Sherman, you will be at the Johnny's Tavern Power and Light location next Wednesday at 5 o'clock. If people
so
listening, that's already out there on Twitter, my friend.
It's out there.
and I know people have questions, and I know that you have the answers to provide. So just wanted to let our listeners know.
I'm happy to make myself available. Certainly want to be, and not just to talk to folks out there, but I want to hear from them as well. And, what's important to them as we kind of head toward the finish line.
And Mr. Sherman, you mentioned the Taylor Swift concert last year. That changed the trajectory of Kansas City, as everyone knows.
Yeah, I hate to say, I don't want to, if it weren't for Lamar Hunt or Ewing Kauffman doing this, Taylor wouldn't know Travis. So, I mean, it's just...
and that's all that matters.
There wouldn't have been a concert. I mean, there's a lot of things here that I think you can count on that one.
Well said.
All right, Royals Chairman and CEO John Sherman, do appreciate your time. Thank you for it.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, be well. That is John Sherman, the Royals Chairman and CEO here on Dana and Park.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.